From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is set to sign an executive order reaffirming restrictions on federal funding for abortions. He promised that to anti-abortion Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan in exchange for Stupak's vote for health care overhaul. Republicans say they will try to block Senate passage of a group of modifications to the health care law. The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, tells NBC's Today show he thinks many Republicans are grandstanding ahead of the midterm elections.
Common sense tells you this is a political exercise for too many on the other side of the aisle.
But South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint tells NBC that voters are upset over corporate bailouts and takeovers. He says passage of the health care bill with its restrictions on insurance companies is just one more aggravation.
There is a lot of anger out there, and I think this November election is going to be, do we really want the government running all areas of our lives?
The head of the National Urban League says that following his success with health care, President Obama should now focus harder than ever on employment. Sales of new homes fell for a fourth consecutive month in February. Today's report from the Commerce Department follows a real estate trade group report that sales of previously owned homes fell for the third time in a row last month. But another measure of the economy offers some more hope. The Commerce Department says orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose for a third straight month last month, and January's figures are now revised sharply upward. Orders for machinery and aircraft were up in February, but demand for cars and trucks fell again. President Obama's nominee to lead the Transportation Security Administration is noncommittal about whether he favors giving airport security screeners the chance to join unions and engage in collective bargaining. That's emerged in the first of two confirmation hearings, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Giving screeners the right to collectively bargain for a work agreement is a major concern of Republicans who blocked President Obama's first choice to head the agency, in part because of the issue. But Robert Harding says he needs to further study the question before advising Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We both agree, Senator, that we would never bargain away security. But we probably also both agree that I would really need to do, I think, an in-depth and thorough review before I inform the Secretary of my recommendation.
Senators are also expected to focus on the security company Harding formed after leaving the Army. The company, which Harding sold, had a contract to do interrogation work in Iraq, for which it reportedly overcharged the government. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street last checked, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 19 points at 10,870, the NASDAQ Composite down 8. This is NPR News. Another big snowstorm has hit Colorado. Plows have been out all night in the Denver area, and 16 to 20 inches of snow could fall before it's all over. National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry says the heavy, wet snow that is falling can cause big trouble for travelers.
Especially as you get into those higher passes, higher mountain passes, travel is quite treacherous. But even in some of the lower elevations, there's going to be travel problems.
Power has been out to thousands of Denver area customers. The snow and power outages combined have caused some delays at Denver's International Airport today. Nigeria's acting president has nominated a list of 33 ministers to the Senate a week after the entire cabinet was fired. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports that the nominees include a number of outgoing ministers and also many new names.
Among acting President Goodluck Jonathan's nominees are the outgoing junior oil minister and a Goldman Sachs executive. Jonathan's nominations did not specify portfolios and will require Senate approval and confirmation. Since Nigeria's interim leader dismissed the cabinet last week, there has been feverish speculation about whom he might pick to replace loyalists of ailing President Umaru Musa Araduwa. The absent president is continuing a prolonged convalescence after returning to Nigeria in February following 3 months' medical leave in Saudi Arabia. The swift appointment of a new ministerial team is likely to ease political uncertainty in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation and a major supplier of crude oil to the United States. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
New high-level talks between the U.S. and Pakistan start today in Washington. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News.